there are serious consequences to so many snowbound days.
My name is Seda Ibrahimi. I'm the director of Cambridge Eating Disorder Center.
And Dr. Ibrahimi says for individuals confined to their homes, a seemingly never-ending winter can bring on various problems, including eating disorders.
Well, I think as the weather gets worse in terms of cold and snow, many people might be confined to their homes and feeling lonely, feeling isolated, feeling irritable, and with access to food. So I think there's more opportunity for emotional eating or perhaps binge eating.
Is snow, this type of snow, are these type of conditions stressful for some people?
I think it just allows them not to get out of the house. So they are confined to their homes, and that can be troubling for individuals who need support from others.
In the delirium of winter, folks on the streets told me they long for the smell and sounds of summer.
I mean, who really is up for this, you know?
Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.